Hello, and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 443, Calm, the New Cool. I just came up with that because that's how I felt, because that's what I'm working on. I heard on a podcast, this guy was talking about, the best people, the masters are calm in the biggest situations, and it stuck with me, because that's the kind of stuff, I don't want to keep saying that I'm working on decreasing my anger. It's like, oh, it just sounds better to go, I'm going to work on being calm, same kind of a vibe, but looking at it a different way. So it wasn't like calm the new cool for everybody. It was like, well, this is my new goal. That's what I'm going to work on. And that's the title. And that's pretty much all the title has to do with it. I stumbled upon a Wayne Dyer quote about self-actualizers, and it just struck me again, differently, better. So I Googled it, so I got an article that I'm reading about self-actualizing people and the 9 characteristics of them. I began a new book, and just sharing some personal stuff that I've kind of been going through this past week or so, and in a good way, in a really, really cool way, like being in my head in a good way. That's not something I said for the first, 50 years of my life, but being able to say that now, be aware of it, understand it, embrace it. It's a good time to be moi. If you have any questions, comments about anything, shoot me an email, proupodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. You want to share your story, you got questions, thinking about training, would like to do some online training with me, I am here. I hope you are well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hello, it's me. How are you? So I stumbled upon this from Wayne Dyer. And I recall in the past reading something. I don't know when. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast or not. But the term self-actualizer. And it's that same thing if you watch a movie, 10 years in between, you've changed as a person, or that book, how you can read it again, it hits you differently. The traits of these self-actualizers included appreciation for beauty, sense of purpose, resistance to enculturation, welcoming the unknown, high enthusiasm, inner directedness, detachment from outcome, independence of the good opinion of others, and absence of a compelling need to exert control over others. And I was in my head going, yeah, like, yes, that and that and that. And I'm like, is that what I... And I'm trying to remember what I felt the first time I had heard that. So I went to Le Google, and this is from verywellmind.com by Kendra Cherry. 9 characteristics of self-actualized people. Thought it was a good read. Thought I would share because that's why I'm here. In psychology, self-actualization is achieved when you're able to reach your full potential. Being truly self-actualized is considered the exception rather than the rule, since most people are working to meet more pressing needs. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. psychologist Abraham Maslow outlines what is known as a hierarchy of needs, representing all the various needs that motivate human behavior. The hierarchy is often displayed as a pyramid, with the lowest levels representing basic needs and the more complex needs located at the top of the pyramid. At the peak of this hierarchy is self-actualization. The hierarchy suggests that when the other needs at the base of the pyramid have been met, you can then focus your attention on this pinnacle need of self-actualization. Self-actualized people have peak experiences. According to Maslow, a peak experience involves feelings of limitless horizons opening up to the vision, the feeling of being simultaneously more powerful and also more helpless than one ever was before, the feeling of ecstasy and wonder and awe, the loss of placement in time and space, with finally the conviction that something extremely important and valuable had happened, so that the subject was to some extent transformed and strengthened even in his daily life by such experiences. They possess self-acceptance and a democratic worldview. Self-actualized people accept themselves and others as they are. They tend to lack inhibition and are able to enjoy themselves and their lives free of guilt. Not only do self-actualized people fully accept themselves, they also embrace other people for who they are. Other individuals are treated the same regardless of background, current status, or other socioeconomic and cultural factors. They are realistic. Another major characteristic of self-actualized people is a sense of realism. Rather than being fearful of things that are different or unknown, the self-actualized individual is able to view life as it unfolds, both logically and rationally. They tend to be problem-centered. Self-actualized individuals are often motivated by a strong sense of personal ethics and responsibility. They enjoy applying their problem-solving skills to real-world situations, and they like helping other people improve their own lives. The self-actualized person is autonomous. Self-actualized people also tend to be very independent. They don't conform to other people's ideas of happiness or contentment. This original perspective allows the individual to live in the moment and appreciate the beauty of each experience. I kind of dig that one a lot. They enjoy solitude and privacy. Self-actualized individuals value their privacy and enjoy solitude. Yep. While they also love the company of others, taking time to themselves is essential for their personal discovery and cultivating their individual potential. They have a philosophical sense of humor. Self-actualized individuals generally have a thoughtful sense of humor. They're able to enjoy the humor in situations, laugh at themselves, but they don't ridicule or joke at the expense of another person's feelings. Self-actualized people are spontaneous. They fully enjoy the journey, not just the destinations. While self-actualized people have concrete goals, they don't see things as simply a means to an end. The journey towards achieving a goal is just as important and enjoyable as actually accomplishing the goal. See, like when I read that, I'm like, well, I guess I wouldn't know, 20 or 30 years ago what a lot of that meant, but like it just seems like a perfect path. Like here are 9 things, do these things. And it just completely makes sense. Like I just love that. And I remember, hearing something about Wayne Dyer's quote in that respect, and I think there were like 3 things, and I heard it again, but this article I looked at it and then I read it, and I'm like, Who wouldn't want to just go, okay, this is what you want to work on. Here's what you want to focus on. This is what you should do. So, thought it was worth a share. Hope you got something from it. So, title, Calm, the New Cool. I think that's going to be the title. It's what I wrote down. And it has nothing to do with the episode. But it's what I was thinking lately. And it was kind of like the new cool to Tom. Because I want to work on it. I don't know, you know, again, you just hear words at different time. And, you know, I've been, you know, I'm trying to get rid of my anger. I'm trying to, you know, not have a temper. And like, but it's like you start growing and evolving. And now what's, you know, more on my mind was just the thought of, oh, I just want to be calm. And I was listening to a podcast. And they said the greatest people are calm in the biggest moments. And then he said three names, just first names. Tiger. Tom. Michael. And you knew each person, and you knew they had been in some of the biggest athletic moments ever. And they loved and relished those moments. And they were calm. And it just stuck with me. I was like, God, that is. It's like the biggest superpower is to remain calm. So I just wrote down immediately. I said, okay, number one, I'm calm a lot, which is super dope. And I recognize that and I'm aware. But it's because of the things I control, which is awesome, right? I don't go to places I don't like. I don't hang out with people I don't like. I don't participate in things I don't like. So, you know, it's relatively, quote unquote, familiar at this point to stay calm, because I am calm because of my situation. So I want to continue to work on that, continue to make choices that, you know, just serve me in that purpose. But the other one, number two, is Scott. Scotty Mosier and I always say on the train. You know, when the monk said, okay, I'm going to make myself unfamiliar to myself so I can find out who I am, he went on a train full of homeless people, and it was jam-packed and sweaty and stinky and everything miserable. And he's like, I can sit in a temple on top of a mountain and meditate all day long. But I need to be able to meditate on the train. Because the train represents the real world. Not every day, every moment. But there are moments when you will be on the train. So in my mind, it's like, calm. I want to be calm. I want to work on being calm. And I'm like, well, I don't want to wish for really uncomfortable moments, but I know they're coming. So I just really want to plant that seed. Okay, just remember, when that happens, that person does this, that person says this, you know, whatever happens, I want you to remember that your goal is to remain calm in that moment. You're getting way better at being calm throughout your life, but it's because you can just take things out. Take people out. You know, I can control a ton of my life. And therefore, it's like, cool, I'm making it so I'm calm. But I'm highly aware that I need to do both. And I need to work on the one that's the more challenging, the on-the-train one. So that's what I'm working on. I finished book number 3 and started book number 4, The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler. It's actually a book of mine. I had, you know, I think it was a bookshelf with 4 shelves that were full of books. And just a wide range, you know, from, you know, gardening to to whatever, just a wider, and but barely any of them I read, because I don't read a whole lot. So I was, you know, oh, I should read that, or I got it, or whatever. And, you know, some were pictures, and some were actually gifts, you know, from people. So over the past, you know, few years, I've been getting rid of more and more stuff. So I was, you know, reducing the book collection. I got it all the way down to like 12 books. And three of them, I was like, well, but I should read those. I mean, you know, one was Dalai Lama, one was Eckhart Tolle, and I forgot what the other one was. But I'm like, well, I should read those. I'm reading now. Those are, you know, what appear to be good books. I bought them, you know, so, you know, I'm gonna do that. And I don't know if I ever read anything about the Art of Happiness in the book. I mean, I don't have any highlight marks, so I'm thinking no. But when I, you know, when I would see it, I just kind of thought it was the Dalai Lama, but it was actually this other dude who kind of wrote it, referring to the Dalai Lama's teaching. So I started that, and you know, I'm not killing it, but this is the thing I was saying lately. I can feel that there's a bottom. Like when I'm like, oh, I didn't do that, or I'm not doing that consistently enough, or I start thinking about all the things I'm trying to work on, you know, it can get a little heavy. And I'm like, but I never go below. And I'm like, my bottom is just consistently thankful, because no matter what I'm going through, and especially right now, Zen's just like super healthy. He's just, you know, he's got this energy and, you know, this healthiness with his front paw, just we haven't really experienced in a long time. And I'm like, well, he's good, I'm good, I don't really care about much else. And, you know, been able to pay my, you know, bills. So I'm like, you know, I'm good. And because I think I worked so long at making that my foundation, it's now the bottom. Like, cause I can be like, oh, this and that. I'm like, yeah, but I'm good. I'm healthy. Zen's healthy. And I'm like, you know, that's just kind of cool that, like, there's, I haven't, because I really haven't, like, oh, man, I was really funky and I couldn't get out of it. I was just really down. And I mean, I've woke up and I've kind of felt funky, but I'm like, okay, I feel funky. And I kind of move through the day. You know, they're clouds. Let them pass. Don't invite them in for tea. So just started that book, and, you know, I thought, wow, you know, I just started reading, like, I started the first book the end of last year, but, you know, here it is 2022, and I'm on my fourth book, and I'm like, and now I'm meditating, and off social media, and, you know, really working on, you know, my anger, and, you know, I haven't seen it in a kind of a long time, and I'm journaling, and I'm listening to podcasts. So I'm like, I'm doing, and this is again what I try to tell my clients, you have to remember the work you've done. You have to remember how far you've come from whence you came. You know, because I know I'm going to work on me till the very end. I just know I will. It's what I'm into. It's what I enjoy. And I, you know, completely am aware of, you know, the sole benefactor of that effort and energy is me. You know, so I'm winning, and I'm gonna stay there. And this is, you know, what I said today. I go, you know, more and more, I'm like, I'm just good at today. Now, I might not wake up in the best, you know, mindset or mood, but I'm like, I know what I need to do. I know be the minimum, and if I don't have it, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm fully working on the whole judgment part of me. You know, trying to get rid of angry Tom, trying to get rid of critical Tom, you know, and again, they served a purpose. They helped aiding me to get to where I am and healing and all that, my growth. But now it's time to let those parts of me grow and culture and or cultivate and nurture, you know, other areas. And to me, it's easier to do that when you're thinking about today. If I'm just, okay, this is what I'm working on today, this is what I'm doing today, this is what, you know, is on my to-do list. It's in my control. And, you know, and these are the things. And again, like what I said, it's like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be calm all day. It's like, well, I just know what I'm doing today. You know, I'm going to be, you know, in my home, and then I'm going to, you know, maybe run an errand with Zen, take Zen, you know, to one of the many places that we go and do a dog walk, hike, you know. So it's, you know, pretty feasible that I've kind of created this world where I have quiet, I have calm, I don't have loud people, I don't have loud anything around me. It's just quiet, you know, that whole loneliness I don't feel. There's just solitude, it's peace, it's quiet. So that's what I, you know, I yearn for, and I know there's strength there. But I also have to, like I said, I also have to build strength, and then when it's in a situation I'm not in control of, dealing with something I'm not in control of, can I stay calm? That's the goal. But I'm building that strength by staying present, by staying in the moment, by focusing on today and what I can and can't control. So I can, you know, respond to certain things in a certain way, just so it's serving me. You know, it's like, I'm not going to do anything to make it worse. So if I'm having a funky day, I'm like, I'm not going to beat myself up. Why? Well, I know that'll make it worse on me. Yeah, but you didn't do much today. I know. That's I'm not going to be perfect. That's okay. And all of a sudden, that version of me really feels like, okay, now you're getting it. And it's like, yeah, now you're bottom. This is pretty much, yeah, I'm just super thankful. You know, any day I can look back recently and no matter how I felt, there was always that, yeah, but I'm really thankful. And I'm positive if you asked my clients, they would be like, yeah, Tom's always saying, yeah, I'm just so thankful for what I have. I'm thankful for what I don't have. So something popped into my head, and I don't know where it's at, but I'm going to share it. I listened, well, I followed this guy, Jay Shetty, on Instagram. I liked him. And when I was off of social media, Mosher sent me a podcast. It happened to be Jay Shetty. I'm like, cool, I didn't know I have a podcast. So I started listening to it. And about a week ago, I saw this thing, life coaching certification with Jay Shetty. And it was just like a parade began in my head. Like, this is a sign. This is what I'm supposed to do. And pretty much put the money aside in an envelope because I was just going to do it. I was that fired up. And then I shared it with Mosher. And he just asked one question. He said, yeah, but just, so you have, you know, some concrete information, you know, do you know if you can get your money back? Because it's a pretty good amount. And it was like the big screechy noise you hear, like outside when a car slams on its brakes. And it just, it was like a house of cards, and it all fell. Because I was like, hey, guess what I think I'm going to do? You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he wasn't like, hey, I'm going to, you know, bum you out. We were just kind of chatting. He's like, well, hey, just, you know, FYI, do you know if you can? And I'm like, well, that's actually a good question. And when I got done training Mosher, my mind just started wandering. And I was like, do you want to be a life coach? And I was like, I've never even thought of it. And it's like, well, here you are going to just, okay, I'm just going to, because you can pay monthly for 12 months. You can pay all up front. And obviously you save money if you pay all up front. And part of me like felt a little less because I was like, you know, if I saw that, like, you're doing what now? You know, you just said you were doing this and now you're going to do what? And you're just going to pay for me? And do you? anyways, I didn't really beat myself up. I was like, whatever. I mean, I got fired up, and what's wrong with that? I mean, I did. I got, like, excited, and I'm like, well, let me just figure out. I mean, do you know what other certifications cost? Do you know what other certifications are about? Like, what are really good ones? What are, I mean, have you ever done anything at all? I was like, nope, haven't done anything. And I'm like, well, go ahead. So then I was like, thankful. I'm like, wow, I got this friend. He said just one question, and it just kind of made me, you know, backpedal and pause. And then I'm like, and now, and he said this thing. He said, there's curiosity, actions, and then options. And he goes, have that curiosity, get excitement, and then actions. You know, I contacted him. I said, hey, I want to, you know, look into this. You know, what are my options? Here's the money, this and that, you know, the payments, if you pay for this and this and that. And he's like, okay, let me know what you know, if you have any other questions. I said, okay, cool. And I don't know what it was like, within the next couple of days, I had, you know, talked to Mosher. But then this was this whole past weekend, because I didn't take it. Like, if you say that in the past, if I said I was in my head, it was automatically a bad thing. Something was in there. I didn't ask it to be there, and it was stuck and it wasn't leaving. Now, when I'm in my head, it's a good thing. And it's completely different to me, and I'm highly aware of it. So if something gets in my head where it's bugging me, I'm doing everything I can to kick it out. But this past weekend, it was like pretty much all day Saturday and Sunday, I was just thinking about the life coach thing. And just, you know, letting my mind wander, like literally what I would have avoided in the past, but just like a welcomed wormhole. And I noticed that I didn't read, and I didn't do, you know, any writing. And I don't know, but like I wasn't really, like the to-do list wasn't my focus. Like I was totally okay. I'm like, how do I feel? What's this about? What am I thinking? Why is this that? Why am I feeling, you know, just why? Everything about it in a totally dope way. And I would just let my mind go. And I just, and then that was the note I wrote. I said, I let my mind wander. And it was a good thing. So the first chat I had with one of their representatives, I don't know, whatever, the connection went bad or something. So it was interrupted, and I emailed this guy back. His name was Morris, and I said, hey, you know, could we kind of finish our chat? It got interrupted. I got some questions. And he said, sure. So got back on, found out, like, yeah, I got like 7 days to get your money back. And I'm like, well, I'm just so, I mean, like, to me, like, you just don't know in today's world what's going to happen. And I'm like, if I'm going to sign up for something and make this big commitment and then make a financial commitment, I really want to know. Like, COVID came up and look what that did, you know, and I haven't been to a school and forever, so, you know, and I was never a great student, so it wasn't a feel-good thing. So I was just like, I really need to know what the deal is, what the situation is. And I said, and I don't really have any idea what your course is kind of about. And he goes, well, we happen to have a 6-day kind of program for free that you can take, that kind of, you know, introduce you to the program and kind of, you know, get you a little bit familiar with what's going on. So I started that, and I'm on the fence right now. I'm completely on the fence. Like I said, there's just a big part of me that was like, you know, you've never thought about this, and now you want to spend all this money. So the money's a big thing, because I have a kind of able to kind of have a little, accumulate a little bit of a, you know, just a cash reserve, just a little thing, you know, that I had to spend when I went through all the stuff I went through. And I'm like, you know, Zen being a dog and, you know, stuff we've gone through recently, I know that, you know, I want to have that. So am I going to benefit personally as the same kind of value that small what should I say? I can't even think of the word, but just reassurance, you know, of that cash reserve. You know what I mean? Just having that, okay, that gives me comfort. It's like, okay, I have that. If I need it, I have that. You know, which is better? And at this point, I don't know. But what I'm doing, I can tell with me if something gets uncomfortable, I'll be like, okay, not for me, I'm out. Where a bunch of this is uncomfortable. I haven't been back to school. I haven't done any of that. And then, you know, then you bring in the money. And so it's like on a bunch of levels, it's uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, the 6-day thing is free. You can do that. And I, you know, emailed, you know, Morris a couple times. He's answered a couple questions. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stay open to it. And however I feel, I feel. And whatever, and I wrote, this is the thing I wrote down. I was like, I don't care about the outcome. Like, I'm going into this, is like, oh, I never thought about this. So I was curious. My action was to, you know, reach out, contact them, see what, you know, what was available. And now I'm, you know, finding out the options. But I'm also looking at, you know, myself. If this is something that's going to benefit me. Because, like, you know, going off social media, it was like, well, that wasn't my choice. And then, bam, right away, I was like, yeah, but this is the right way. That's what I'm looking for. I'm, you know, I'm not sitting down going, okay, I got to think of something. I got to really find a new thing. I'm not putting any energy towards that at all. But I'm staying open. So if something comes on the path, I'm like, oh, look, that's on my path. What am I supposed to do with that? How should I address it? Is that something I'm supposed to, you know, be involved with, you know, or if it's just something that I'm supposed to go, oh, okay, I'm supposed to look at that just to know. Because this is, to me, now it's perfectly clear. It's like you find a car you want to buy. And you're like, that's the car, I'm getting it, great. And you're going, I'm going to go get it tomorrow. And then later today, you find another car. And see, now it's a choice. And now you have to weigh it out. You have to really put, you know, it's not just that, oh, I only got that one, so I'll just go get that one. It's like, well, now you really got to know. Now you got to investigate. You know, again, find out what your options were. So it was like Scott was saying, you know, don't feel bad about the curiosity. Stay curious. And you have to have that action. And you did that. But now you're finding out your options. And don't, you know, worry about where it ends up. You know, the self-actualization. I'm not worried about the outcome. And that was the coolest part that hit me. Was like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing the whole emails. I'm doing the 6-day program. I'm investigating. You know, I'm looking into it. I'm going through it. And I do not care whether I go, oh, yeah, I decided to do it. Or, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I just don't care. And that was this peaceful, peaceful, peaceful thing. So this is kind of where I'm going to kind of close it, bring it full circle. So if you're in a place of awareness, you know, I don't know exactly how I feel, but why do I feel that way? You know, I'm asking, and why did that make me feel that way? Or what am I feeling? Why did I reach out? Or when I found out that, why did it make me feel that? So if I'm looking at it all, I have to be a little bit above it. So I've created a little bit of distance. So I'm not in it, feeling it. Oh, what do I do? Oh, it's good. I don't know. I'm a little bit there was a little more distance. I'm not feeling that. And I'm just aware. Like I'm just, you know, kind of taking notes. Gathering information. Taking in reality. And with that comes peace. And what's the new cool? Calm. So I get to be calm if I'm doing the work peacefully, staying present, and staying aware, embracing reality, moving forward. So this is something, well, I mean, I guess I shared it, but I began the podcast with a partner. And that partner was a really good friend for a really long time. in the moment it ended, I knew it was done, our friendship. It was about money. I loaned him money, and he paid part of it back and decided not to pay the rest back. So he knew, I knew, that we were cutting ties. And it was a big shock in a way, because I had known certain things about him that weren't always, you know, like the greatest things, but they never really affected me, and number one, because I never really had any money. So that's what kind of came up, and that's what kind of happened. And there was just this little part of me that was like, I'm glad I got to see that now. Like, I remember, you know, the day I moved in here. You know, I had just left, you know, my ex and stepdaughter that I was with for 14 years. And as soon as the first night, I was like, yeah, but I'm thankful. Like, I could just tell. Like, it was, you know, scary, quiet, and it was just going to be way different and blah, blah, blah. But there's just this little part of me that was like, yeah, but aren't you kind of thankful? Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, now there's none of that bad. And when the true colors were shown, I was like, okay. You're going to show me who you are. I'm just going to believe you now. Like I said, it wasn't this really feel good, and it wasn't this really confident, I'll be better without you, I'll show you. And it didn't do any of that. It was just, I knew it was done. And then you fast forward now, and I'm looking back, and I don't know why it popped in my head the other day, but I'm like, I don't think about him. I don't ever go, oh, you know, like, I totally know that our friendship lasted as long as it was supposed to. And when it ended, I just moved forward and never looked back, and it never affected, like, there was never any negative to not being his friend anymore. You know, it wasn't, you know, fun how it ended, but I knew I was fine, because I had, you know, this weird little thing, but the exact money that he decided not to pay me was the exact money I had just made from this investment deal with this other client. So it was kind of a wash, and I just didn't care. Like, you know, it was, you know, enough of an amount to where you'd be, you know, you'd be concerned or upset. But when I looked at that, and then I looked at other things in the past, it just, the money I was able to diminish right away. And it was just like, okay, but how could he? And I'm like, well, now I know. And then the thing that hit me, and I haven't said this in a while, but I just loved it now, because it just more and more proves to be correct. And I'm like, okay, so this is where I'll end this episode on. The great line, reason, season, or a lifetime. People will come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Only challenge that we face is that we do not know which one it is. So if one happens where you realize that it was just for a reason, or it was just for a season, and it wasn't a lifetime, definite challenge to accept that. But there's no other option. You know, when I talk about living life efficiently, it's moving forward. I'm not saying it's fun, easy, familiar, comfortable, but just move forward. You know, when I look back, it was right after that, this one friend calls me and he said, well, it was always supposed to be just you. And here I am repeating it, but it just made me feel so good, because this person said, yeah, I knew that. Like, I knew it was just going to be this way. And then when I started doing them, this one listener said, oh, Tom Solo podcast. And I was like, Tom Solo, I like that. Tom Solo podcast. And then it was so natural. When I look back going, oh, I just went into the verbal journal. And that's what I've been, you know, doing. And that's what, it was completely, you know, meant to be. So it was just this, oh, I got to share that. Because it was, again, you know, a story I hadn't really gone into too much detail with. And it was, you know, a big deal. And back then it was like, you know, I was not really sure of what this podcast was going to be, if I was going to be any good at it. You know, I didn't have any idea. And so it was, you know, kind of like that little crutch to, you know, start it with someone, kind of share that load. And, you know, when it ended, I was just, you know, what do I have? I have me. What can I do? Move forward. And I think there's just always been that part of me. And I don't know why. It was like, oh, I have this huge belief. And this person built me up and told me this secret. And one day I'll be great or anything like that. And I don't know, maybe it's just stubbornness. But, you know, it was just one of those things where I'm like, I'm so good now. Like my worst day, my bottom is consistently thankful. Like I just dig me. I love my life. I love what I've created. I love who I am. And then, you know, that old relationship popped in my head. I'm like, yeah, it never bothered me. I mean, and like I said, in that moment, it was like this heavy, hard thing. But I moved forward and it was just quickly, just didn't matter. And now looking back, I mean, I don't even know how many years it's been. And I thought, I think that's something to share. Because when you get hit with something ending and you thought it was a lifetime, it can be devastating. And if you argue for your limitations, they will be yours. I can't live without this person. I can't be alone. I can't do this. Well, that's a choice. It will not be fun. It will not be familiar. It won't be easy. But the big question, are you worth it? That's all you got to decide. Because it can just be the littlest effort every day that changes the direction of your life forever. It's just got to be that. Maybe it's just stubbornness. Maybe there's just that little, I don't want to quit. Maybe just a little bit of love for yourself that just keeps you above searching, moving forward, looking for answers, asking for help. That's the stuff. That's the hard work. It's just hard. Like, you know, if you're kind of out there doing pretty well and making okay money and paying your bills and you're busy and you got the to-do list, you can kind of avoid it. Like, you don't really have to do the hard work. But there might be that moment when you're like, yeah, but is there something else? Could I feel better? Could I experience more peace? Could I experience calm? And that's what I want. I want to experience calm. Deep seated calm in scenario one, whether it's in my control, or scenario two, whether it's in a situation that is not in my control. That's what I'm working on. I wish the same for you, because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your pro you moment. Stoked you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. Allow the exhale out the mouth. We'll continue that flow and we'll make it fluid. We'll slow it down. We'll stay focused on it. That's what will consume the space between our ears. If anything else enters quietly, calmly, ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well done. get to the point where I do the pro you moment, and immediately I go, little things done consistently, and then I think that's how I got here. I am a success story. That is why I share what I share. You know, I love that I feel peace, and I love that I'm pursuing calm, and the fact that that's pretty close to what's filling up, occupying the space between my ears, is just such a different experience than I've ever had, and it is completely why I do what I do. You know, why I sent out the Sunday morning emails, and I didn't know anything I know now, was just hoping that what I shared would resonate with someone, affect someone in a positive way, help them realize that they're worth it. And that's why I do it. And that's why I'll continue to do it. Because part of me healing, part of me evolving, part of me that is going to remain very true to myself is that desire to affect others in a positive way. And once again, I hope that I have today. Peace and God bless.